Praise the Lord. We believe with all our hearts what we have sung. What a privilege to be gathered again in the name of the Lord, to believe Him, to trust Him, to see His mighty works. I have two scriptures I want to read. One is from Isaiah 52. Isaiah 52, verse 10. The Lord has made bare His holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. And the second scripture is from Romans 10, verses 14 and 15. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. As you know, I had the privilege of visiting some cities in India again. There was great joy among all those who love God and God's Word, those who put their trust in the Lord, and there have been many moved hearts, tears flowing with joy and inner emotion about what God is doing and has already done. We have a message from God that is 100% the truth. We have had the great privilege of being taught by God Himself, not knowledge, but revelation of the Word and will of God. I only hope that God will meet us shortly in a special way, that we would not only bring a message, but that God could confirm it, and in a supernatural way, that He would bear witness that we bear His word in His name, because that's what matters. Everyone has something to say in every denomination, in every religion, but we have a right to see and experience divine confirmation. I am waiting and counting on the Lord to do it by grace. There were other surprises. On Friday, which is Sunday in Islamic countries, I was picked up at 8:45 in the morning, and then I went from meeting to meeting, from place of prayer to place of prayer, from church to church. It was over, late in the evening. People don't ask, "Are you tired?" They only have one wish, to reach as many places and churches as possible. I was grateful for that. You can rest later on the return flight. And I will never forget the testimony of the man who took me to the airport in Bahrain. He said, "Brother Frank, I have heard many people, but God has given you His word. I will write to my pastor in New York today to invite you so that you can preach the word there too." I go through passport control into the waiting room, and the lady at reception says, "Hello, Pastor Frank." I think, "What's that?" And she asks, "Don't you know me?" I say, "No." She says, "I'm from Manila, from the Philippines," and then told the story. As I walk out of the room to the gate to catch my departure flight, a man calls after me. I'm walking past the photo shop in the duty-free area, and the man calls after me, "Brother Frank." I'm thinking, "What's that?" And he says, "There and there, I heard you preaching. Here's my address. Send me the brochures. I want to read them." And he says, "Come with me now. There is another brother in the bookshop who also heard you. He leaves his business and comes with me to the bookshop. And what can I tell you? In a purely Islamic country, a young brother is sitting with his feet crossed a little and has his open Bible lying there and is reading it. And when he saw me, he jumped up, greeted me, and said, 'Brother Frank, I heard you there and there. I am grateful to God for the word.' Wherever you go, people have heard the word. And sometimes we may think, 'Where is the fruit?' Maybe we don't see any at the moment. And we may think in this place, it's as if the heavens were made of ore, as if they were closed. But we must remember one thing, the final round that God will have with the church can only begin when the calling out has been completed, when all who belong to the bride church have been called out from all peoples, tongues and nations. We have to be patient and faithful and do what the Lord has commanded us. Whether we see or do not see, hear or do not hear, the Lord says, "My word will not return void. It will accomplish what I send it to do." And so I can look back on this journey with gratitude, and I might say I'm encouraged. I don't need a bunch of flowers or recognition from people, but it makes me happy in the depths of my soul when I meet people who have been led to the Lord. Not my fruit, but truly the fruit of God, which is called out and taken from what happened on Golgotha and through the proclamation among all peoples, when they then appear before the throne of God. I would just like to say a heartfelt thank you for the prayers that accompany me, for the participation in this ministry. I have sometimes said that the greatest thing someone can say to me is, I am praying for you. Paul, as such a great man of God, asked the church, stand with me in your prayers in this battle. There is no man of God who can lift his head up and think he has everything under control. We are in the midst of a great spiritual battle, and we want to emerge victorious. And may God grant us grace to do so. Now, I would like to conclude and just draw your attention to the word that touched my heart this morning. It is probably the prayer of Solomon at the dedication of the temple, 1 Kings 8. It encourages and leads to prayer. I will just read verse 22 and then verse 27. Maybe part of verse 36. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he prayed, Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart. Verse 27, but will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded? You can read the whole chapter at home. And then it says here in verse 36, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. Let us keep in mind the saying, thy people, thy land, and so on. And then we probably have another verse that I haven't marked. Verse 49. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause.
Hören und ihnen zu ihrem Recht verhelfen. Es sind ja
there are a quite a number of prayer requests
die hier aufgelistet
listed here,
und wir könnten diese
and we could continue this list indefinitely.
Gott hat verheißen.
God has promised that when his people come together in one place in his name, he wants to be among us. He wants to hear, forgive, and bless. If you feel the same way as I do, then we would seek God together in prayer, so that he can bring us into his will, into his plan, and transform us into people who can walk in his ways and are prepared to do his will. Remember me daily in your prayers. May the Lord bless you all.
Amen.
We are grateful to God for what we have heard reported to us. And we can indeed say what has been read in Isaiah 52, that it is indeed so. The Lord God has bared his arm before all nations, and all the ends will see the salvation of God. And I believe this is the time. Perhaps Isaiah, when he had to say this, did not even know when it would come to pass. But in our day, we see the arm of our God is bared, and we may indeed hear the message God has given. God's word cannot be broken. What he has once spoken through his servants, the prophets, he will fulfill in his time. We heard it so wonderfully from the sermon last night. The time must be right. The right man must be chosen, and not by man, but by God. And we can indeed see that God chose men through whom he could speak from the beginning, who had to bring the message ahead and the announcements that God confirms in his time. We are so glad that we can indeed, as my brother said, be eyewitnesses of what God is doing. Perhaps not everyone sees it. Perhaps it is hidden from many, as it was in the days of our Lord. They still do not see with their eyes, he had to say. But there were others who could see. And it is certainly the same in our time. Many may not see what God is doing at all, may reject it, may think it is nothing, may think it is wrong. And that also became very clear to us from the sermon last night, when this man stood up and said, Brother Branham doesn't know what he's talking about. Then another man came up and said, but we still believe what Brother Branham says is the truth. It was hidden from one. He couldn't believe it. They couldn't accept it. But for the other, it was precious, and they could accept it. And so we see, he says, the seed is sown. You don't know how it will sprout and when it will come to light. I believe, brothers and sisters, that we see the same thing in our brother's testimony. The seed is sown. The sower doesn't know when it will sprout. But then comes the time when he can see that it has sprouted. Beloved, isn't that something marvelous? God comes into his own, beloved. And even if we do not see how he leads us, even if we do not see his power, his work, he still leads it to its goal, even through the night. How marvelous. That is something marvelous and joyful. I don't know if it makes your hearts so happy, but my heart is happy when I see the work of God and the bared arm of our God over all peoples. Then I can only rejoice and see that God is at work. He has not stopped yet. No, beloved, we are still in the midst of it. And as my brother said, we must persevere. We must remain steadfast. We can't sit here casually, but we have to pay attention to what God is saying to us. And I would like to emphasize once again that God has provided for us. God has given us the food so that we can walk through this earth valley with the strength of this food. And we are so grateful that we can contemplate this word together, hour after hour. And I do not believe that we are bored, but that we can rejoice together in the message of our God. It is his word, not my word, not the word of our brother, not the word of Brother Branham, but the word of our God. And for this, we give our God the honor. This precious verse here in the prophet Isaiah 52 had become so great to me. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. And I believe that my brother also saw this and bore witness that it is indeed so. It is not the arm of man that is bare, but the arm of our Lord. Praise be to his glorious and marvelous name. As our brother has already said, we must come to the point where we give glory to our God. And I believe that is also our goal and our desire and our purpose for coming together here, that we give glory to our God. Yes, it must come to all the ends, and where we do not mean it at all. And when we now hear that it is even coming to the Islamic countries, then God has his people there too. And we know, as has already been said, that God will call his people from all peoples, tongues and nations. I ask us this morning, does he or does he not? Has he fulfilled his promise? He has done it. He fulfills his promise. And for that we are so glad and so grateful. And we can't help but give glory to our God. How marvelous! Depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. What marvelous words! What marvelous comfort God has left us, beloved. We need not worry about what will happen next. We only need to turn our attention to our God, and He will continue to provide for us. That is a marvelous and wonderful thing. I think we have a few minutes left. I would like to read a few more verses from the sermon here, trying to do God a service without it being His will. Brother Branham speaks here these precious words, and I just want to pick these out and read them to us and emphasize what he is expressing so powerfully here. Here it says, "So say I in the name of Jesus Christ, don't you add one thing." Beloved, we do not need to add anything, nor do we need to add our own, but we are placed in His cause and only say what He has said. Don't put your own ideas in it. You just say what is said on those tapes. You just do exactly what the Lord God has commanded to do. Don't add to it. How emphatically this has been commanded, beloved. And I believe with all my heart that it was not said by Brother Branham, but it was the Lord who spoke it through His servant and prophet. It is printed here in bold letters, and that means that it is important, beloved, that we only say what God says. Beloved, Isaiah also did not say anything of his own accord, only what God had inspired him to say. And that has an effect in our day. As always, He keeps His promise to us. He has kept every promise He has made. Is that true? Amen. He has done it. Did He tell you what would happen? And did it happen? We can only say, yes, amen, it has happened. Praise be to His name. I bring heavens and earth before you today in a challenge. Has God ever said anything that He has not fulfilled and done exactly what He has said He would do for us? Hasn't He done it just the way He said He would do it? That's exactly. Amen. That's the thing, beloved. And it stays that way. He will continue to do it. That's the thing. And we don't need to worry about that. We don't need to take on anything. He's on the job. He has always used His servants. It wasn't they who took Him. It was He who took them into service. They did not seek Him. He was looking for them. Were we looking for Him? He was looking for us, beloved. Do not add anything. Again, this demand. Take nothing away from it. Just believe it and walk humbly before God. Yes, your Lord. for we are drawing near to entering the land. Oh, how marvelous. Then you won't return. You won't return to this type of a life again. You will return as an immortal being. Oh, beloved, that gives joy to our hearts. It gives us confidence that we know we will return. Oh, yes, how wonderful. As immortal beings, we will return. We may have to die, but then we will return as immortal beings. You will return when sin is done away with, when Satan is bound, and for 1,000 years you will live upon this earth that the Lord thy God has given thee. He will not give it first, but has given, beloved. Oh, how marvelous. Now we may still wander through this valley of tears and perhaps say, when will it happen? But let us not lose heart. What God has promised, He will fulfill. The promise is given like any other, and it will be fulfilled. The meek will inherit the earth. Blessed is he that doeth all of his commandments, that he might have the right to enter into the city. Again and again we are reminded that the words of God are to be kept, that his commandments are to be obeyed. Again and again the emphasis is placed on the fact that blessed is he who does his commandments. Oh yes, let us act according to his commandments. Let us hold fast to his word until we come from believing unto seeing. It says here that only those will achieve this. For without are sorcerers, liars, whoremongers, and dogs. They shall not enter therein, but they are only for the redeemed, and to those who walk in his commandments. And again, this conclusion, those who walk in his commandments. Brothers and sisters, this must penetrate our hearts, and this must rejoice us. Don't take some new thing. Why did he say that? Why this saying here? Dear brothers and sisters, because he knew that something was coming, and that is the warning. Don't take some new thing, as is commonly proclaimed up and down the country today. No, God has spoken, and that is enough for us. We are grateful for that. It's flying everywhere. Is that right? We can only say yes and amen to it. And there will be more to come. See how clearly this man of God, driven by the Holy Spirit, has said these things here. Oh, I just want to say, anyone who really goes off on their own today, as it was said last night, and turns people's heads, has not yet realized that God has spoken in our day. But don't take these new things. The Lord your God has declared to you what is truth. Do we need any clearer statements? Do we need anything else to be said to us? I believe that even a fool understands this when it is said. Oh, how wonderful, how marvelous, that we may stick to his word, to his promise, to this message that God has given. And only those, beloved, are sure to enter that glory. Everything else is like sinking sand, and it sinks down into the water and can no longer be seen. The Lord your God has vindicated what is truth by His word and by His Spirit. Yes, He has done it. We can only say Amen to that. Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. God seeks those who worship Him in the Spirit and truth. Thy word is truth. And He has thoroughly vindicated that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, we can only say Amen. He has showed the evening seeds to you. He has revealed it to you in the Word. He has proven it to you by His Spirit. Yes, He has done it. Don't never start or try an organization. Don't try to build upon anything else, but stay humble before the Lord your God. For it looks like the gates may open into the promised land soon. Then let us go in with a true singing and rejoicing. When the bride and groom takes its place at the throne, live humble, live loving, love one another. Don't never get nothing among you. If you see something coming up in your heart against somebody, get it out of there right then. Oh, my brothers and sisters, if we are not helped after reading such words, I don't know when we can be helped. But everyone will give an account for himself. We can only read the Word and tell everyone what God's Word says. And then everyone must know what they have to do. My prayer is only, God help me. God help you. May God help us all. That's my prayer. Watch out for what's to come. Satan will do his best to get among you. Don't you let that happen. Yes. With that being said, we know that he is trying to do his best to come among us, to divide us, to set us against each other. He will do it. He is not asleep. He tried it with Jesus. He tried it with the apostles. He tried it with all the men of God. Will we be spared? No. Satan will do his best to come among you. Don't let that happen. Some slick-tongued fellow might come along and try to take you away from it. I think that is the case in our day. Do you think they could talk Moses out of the presence of God, where he had stood there and seen it? No, sir. No, we don't take from it or add to it. Just keep it the way the Lord said. We don't want no denomination. We don't want no organizations. We don't want no malice. We don't want no strife. We want God, and He is the Word. Now let us bow our head. I believe up to here, And we also want to bow our heads and offer him honor and worship. Perhaps we should still read the prayer together by standing up and praying along. O God, I look around with spiritual eyes. I try to see what's taking place. I see your word, the way it's been vindicated, the way it's been proven, all the way from 33 years ago, down here on the river. You are doing just what you said. And you done just what you said. Lord, far be it from us trying to make it any littler or try to make it any bigger. Just keep it the way you've made it. Just walk humble and follow you. Lord, these are they you have given to the ministry, besides all those who sleep across the nation, around the world. The cemeteries here holds many of those waiting, blessed saints. But it will be as it is written. We which are alive and remain shall not hinder those that are asleep. The trumpet will sound, the dead shall rise first. Then we will be caught up with them. When the glory of God will be upon the earth, it will hide the church away from the world. It won't even see it when it goes. Father God, keep these in your hands. They are yours. I pray, O God, that we will always walk humble before you. We don't know how long. We don't desire to know how long. It's not our business. That's your business. It's not our will to know when you will come. It's our will, Lord, to keep humble till you come and walk with you. It's our desire that you just let yourself be known once in a while, Father, among us, that we can see that we are still walking with you. Forgive us of our past sins. Guide us and protect us from every snare of the devil for the future. Lead us and guide us, O God, our Father. Forgive our sins and help us to be your children. We are a poor class of people. We are an outcast by the societies of this world, by the denominations and churches. We see the end, and we thank thee for spiritual eyesight into thy word to see the end time. For all these things must come to that great stoning from heaven. Help us, Lord, not to be here at that day, but to be gone into your presence, fly away into your bosom. Heal the sick and the afflicted, Lord. We pray that tonight you will give us such a great service. May there not be a feeble person in our midst because of your presence, Lord. May our hearts continually be set on thee. We know, Lord, that money, property, things of the world have no meanings, just so temporal. All of them must go. Our jobs, our places, our friends, everything must go, no matter how rich, how poor, how popular or unpopular we are, it all must go. But there is only one thing that our being here is centered around, and that's Jesus Christ. So God, let us lay aside everything as secondarily and hold to Him. He is the Word, the vindicated Word of the hour. Grant it, Lord. The vindicated Word of the days of Moses was Jesus. The vindicated Word of the day of Isaiah, Elijah, John, all was Jesus. And the vindicated Word today is Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Help us, Lord, to believe that, see that, and walk in it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.